Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for September 21st, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The new chairman of the World Federation of Exchanges is Lo Boon Chye, chief executive of the Singapore Exchange, and Jos Disselhoff, chief executive of SIX, has been named vice chair. The trade reported, and Nandini Sukumar announced at the WFE general meeting. Sitting in various sessions of the general annual meeting of the WFE, which represents exchanges all around the world, one really gets a sense of the divergent timelines of development for the different markets. The issues are the same, but each of the exchanges seems to be in a unique position as they modernize their exchanges and address the issues of technology, 24-hour trading, clearing, and more. What's more, you really understand the value of the WFE to these exchanges and the value they get from traveling all over the world to meet with their peers. The host of this year's conference is the Bermuda Stock Exchange and its owner, Miami International Holdings. The Bermuda Stock Exchange is led by President Greg Wojciechowski, who has charmed the conference with his colorful collection of Bermuda shorts and accompanying knee socks. Besides the informative sessions of the conference, the social event last night was an amazing beachside cookout with live music and dancing. I know the JLN team is concerned I am working long hours and too hard, but sacrifices have to be made. Today's top two lead stories are about the SIBO and Ed Tilley's exit. The first is from the Chicago Tribune and has the self-evident headline, "The Ed Tilley Scandal at the CBOE is Bad News for Chicago." While the second is from the Sun-Times and David Roeder with the headline, "SIBO Global Market CEO's Exit After Board Probes Stokes Talk of a Sale." The Sun-Times article quoted from this newsletter and my allusions to certain potential fishing expeditions. Another exchange-related scandal that has not gotten enough press coverage is in Sweden, where a NASDAQ market surveillance employee was arrested suspected of serious insider trading. NASDAQ was quick to point out that the employee was not in a managerial role. The CFTC announced fines yesterday against Chicago-based Advantage Futures LLC, a registered futures commission merchant, and StoneX Markets LLC, a registered swap dealer. The Financial Times has a special report with the subject of navigating cyber risk and the subheading, "There is growing concern that AI may be weaponized by hackers to enable cyber attacks, plus why airlines care about connections, how to spot a deepfake, global shortage of cybersecurity staff, and five easy security wins." The story that jumped out was titled, "Deepfakes Make Banks Keep It Real," which had the subheading, "AI-enhanced impersonators can be detected with new monitoring technology." General Mills has issued a warning that the return-to-work trend will reduce the number of treats given to Fido and thus negatively impact their pet food business. Clearly, it is time to promote take your pet to work movement in order to save General Mills and the other pet food makers. The Financial Times has a review of the new iPhone 15 Pro Max titled, Should you buy the iPhone 15 Pro Max with the subheading, it's lighter, USB 3.2 compliant, has an exciting new button, and offers significant upgrades for gamers and photographers alike? It sounds like I need to update again. Along with the iPhone 15 Pro Max being out, there is a new update to the iPhone operating system, or iOS 17, that is available for everyone with a newer iPhone that looks advisable after Apple works out the bugs normally found in the first couple of days. The New York Times has the story on iOS 17. The SEC yesterday had several commissioners, as well as Chair Gary Gensler, comment on the SEC's revised naming rule to stop fund names from misleading or deceiving investors. The naming rule was originally adopted in 2001, so it's been a while since this was looked at. Most, not all, of the commissioners seem to be supportive of the revised rule. You can read the various statements with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were an oral history of the fear index from the Financial Times, a Cboe Global Markets announces leadership transition from CBOE, and CBOE CEO Ed Tilley rose from trading pit to exit in scandal from Bloomberg. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Rolling Stone. The headline, your NFTs are actually, finally, totally worthless. A team of researchers has crunched the numbers to explain why you don't see people hawking ugly cartoon apes on the internet as much anymore. NFTs are non-fungible tokens, once vaunted as a revolution in crypto and digital art, are largely worthless. Dead NFTs, the evolving landscape of the NFT market, is a new report from Dapp Gamble, a community of experts in finance and blockchain technology. My comment, it took a while, but as expected. The question is, when will other crypto assets follow? Here's a story from the Financial Times and Gillian Tett. The question is, why I haven't given up on idealism yet? This week, I was moderating a session at the UN General Assembly in New York when the audience suddenly erupted. They were cheering Mia Motley, the Prime Minister of Barbados, who just delivered an impassioned speech asking the rich countries of the world to channel more money to the poor. Quote, we cannot have sustainable development goals without the framework to finance them, unquote, she argued. My comment, I am a realist, but we must never give up on idealism. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, how faking videos got so easy and why it's a threat. Now that artificial intelligence allows anyone with a smartphone to conjure up a lifelike image and sound from seemingly nothing, it's getting harder to tell if what you see and hear online is reality or fiction. At first, so-called deepfake technology was mostly used in adult videos where a celebrity's face is mapped onto the body of a porn actor without their consent. My comment, if John Lothian Productions can do it, just wait for the crazy stuff you see during the upcoming presidential election. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Zelensky meets with Ken Griffin, Bill Ackman, in bid for funds to rebuild Ukraine. Griffin, Ackman, among those that met with Ukraine president. The gathering was arranged by J.P. Morgan executive Mary Erdos. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky met Wednesday with U.S. financial leaders, including Ken Griffin and Bill Ackman, to discuss using private sector funds to help rebuild his country, according to people briefed on the meeting. The gathering at Ukraine's mission to the United Nations in New York was arranged by J.P. Morgan Chase & Company executive Mary Erdos and included representatives from Ukraine, the people said, asking not to be named because the gathering was private. My comment, nothing has changed in 100 years with J.P. Morgan still in a powerful global role, and they are one of my banks. Here is the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most clicked item Wednesday was the Cboe press release. Cboe Global Markets announces leadership transition from Tuesday. Second was Bloomberg's Cboe CEO Ed Tilley rose from trading pit to exit in scandal. Third was Cboe stock rises as CEO's sudden exit fuels CME merger speculation from Crane Chicago Business. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Here's an editorial from the Chicago Tribune. The Ed Tilley scandal at the Cboe is bad news for Chicago. Ed Tilley started as a trader at the Chicago Board Options Exchange in 1987 and worked his way up to chief executive officer. Under his decade-long stewardship, the exchange grew dramatically, and it was having a banner year until Tuesday, when Tilley's Chicago success story ended abruptly. The next story is from the Chicago Sun-Times by David Roeder. The headline, Cboe Global Markets CEO's exit after board probe stokes talk of a sale. The Chicago-based options exchange owner said Ed Tilley, quote, did not disclose, unquote, relationships with colleagues as it names his successor as chairman and CEO. What Ed Tilley did to merit his sudden departure as chairman and CEO of Cboe Global Markets appears to have been serious. Quote, they struck hard and they struck fast, unquote. Whatever was learned, an exchange expert said, Tilley resigned from his post at Cboe, the nation's leading market for options trading, following a month-long board investigation into his conduct, the company said. In its announcement Tuesday, the company said the probe turned up multiple cases of wrongdoing unrelated to finances. And then finally, here's a story from The Trade. The headline, SGX and six chiefs elected chair and vice chair of the World Federation of Exchanges. A total of seven board members have been elected to the board. Individuals hail from TMX Group, Bermuda Stock Exchange, Cboe, Japan Exchange Group, Singapore Exchange, and Korea Exchange. The World Federation of Exchanges, WFE, has named Boon Chai Lo, chief executive of the Singapore Exchange, SGX, and Joss Dischelhoff, chief executive of SIX, as chair and vice chair, respectively, following a unanimous vote at a general assembly. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.